Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host. Today is December the 18th. It's 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and today our show is going to be about Christmas tales. You know, there's 7 more days until Christmas, and I ran across a YouTube video that's been in sensation. It's reached about 26 million. Today, when I looked at it today, almost 30 million visitors. So we had a chance to interview the public relations manager, Robert Palmer. He's from the WestJet Christmas miracle that happened. And what a story. But if you guys kind of remember, this is what how it started. I'll give you a taste of what had happened.
'Twas a night before Christmas, and all across the land, the good folks of WestJet had a miracle planned. On the eve before flying, the guests were in their beds. Visions of traveling danced in their heads. While out on the runway, something secret had arrived. It was left in the lounge. 'Twas a Christmas surprise.
Do you guys remember that video? Yes. What a miracle. It was WestJet to do this. I mean, I had a chance to interview Robert Palmer. He's the public relations manager, and I wanted you guys to hear this, but you'll be able to hear this right after this.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mmm.
Germany?
Mmm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mmm.
Or Mars? What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet. Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
Okay, we're back here on Flavor Living Radio. Just a delay this moment here. Here's the interview we had with Robert Palmer of WestJet Airline in Calgary, Canada.
Welcome, everyone. This is Brian. We are doing our show on Christmas tales, and we're on Flavor Living Radio. Today, you would not believe the guest that we have today. He is the WestJet's public relations manager. His name is Robert Palmer, and he's from Calgary, Canada. He's in Calgary, Canada. How are you doing, Mr. Palmer?
I'm well, Brian. How are you?
All right. How's it going? There's a YouTube video sensation it's called the WestJet Christmas Miracle. 26 million views on YouTube, and you guys put something together for the passenger on it happened on November the 21st.
That's right. We shot the video and we held the event. Actually, in that order. We held the event and then made a video of it.
Right.
On the 21st of November, that's right, in Toronto, Calgary, and in Hamilton, Ontario, which is just west of Toronto.
Wow. So from WestJet Airlines, you're in Calgary. Now, you guys, now what I understand from the video, because I looked at it, I was like, oh, my God, that's awesome. Basically, there were two flights, one from Toronto going to Calgary and one from Hamilton, Ontario, going to Calgary.
That's correct, yes. Two flights and about total of about 250 guests between the two aircraft.
Okay.
And those flights last about 4 hours, both of them, roughly.
Wow, so everybody, the WestJet staff kept it a secret. Now, when did you guys start to plan for this? When did it start to plan? Did you guys, my girlfriend asked me, she said, did they rehearse this? Did they rehearse it before it started? Or how'd that happen?
Well, all good questions. I guess the story goes back to last Christmas when we did a flash mob in the boarding lounge at the Calgary International Airport
for
our guests. And so that was the first time that we had done something at Christmas. We've been doing something at April Fool's for years now. And our April Fool's videos are
funny, hilarious. They are funny.
Famous in the airline space. So people look forward to those. So we have kind of a long history of having fun with our guests. And after last Christmas, we decided we should do something again. But really didn't have a strong sense of what that was going to look like.
Okay.
So we started brainstorming in the summer. And it really started to come together in August of this year. So it took a couple of months to put it together, and I think it turned out well. It certainly was something that our guests really enjoyed, and that was the motivation for it. We have a long history of having fun with our guests. Our corporate culture at WestJet is fun, friendly, and caring. And of course, the first word in that is fun. So we've always wanted to do this sort of thing with our guests and for our guests, whether it be at our check-in counters,
right,
on the aircraft. For your listeners in the United States, we're a little bit like JetBlue, plus a little bit of Virgin America, plus a little bit of Southwest. So kind of wrapped all into one. Flight crews are a lot of fun. We like to have fun with our guests. And really, this Christmas video was part of that.
Wow, so there was 175 WestJet associates, employees who came together for the project.
Yeah, 175 WestJetters, as we call our staff, WestJetters.
Okay.
They were the ones that they volunteered their time to put this thing together. And the logistics of it was probably the biggest challenge because, of course, as I mentioned before, those two flights are roughly 4 hours long.
Okay.
From Hamilton, but call it 4 hours. So that's all the time they had from the point at which
the plane is up in the air. I mean, took off. You guys must have just had sprint, put the sprint mold in, and
It was sprint shopping.
okay.
And I think that those four folks who did that shopping in that the time are probably still pretty tired weeks later, and they don't probably want to do any shopping for.
I mean, now this is what I was looking at. There was a total of 357 gifts in 4 hours.
Yeah, they had to. It was real time giving is what we called the video because we had a digital video link connecting Santa with the people in the boarding lounge.
Okay.
And then all of their wishes were then transmitted instantaneously, of course, back to Calgary, where our head office here is, here in Western Canada.
Okay.
And we decided, obviously, we were going to send those people out as soon as we got those wishes. So they had 4 hours, basically, to get out to the stores. Unfortunately, we had a couple of retail partners that came on board that made things considerably
easier. Right, much more smoother. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
They had to buy the presents. They had to bring them back here to the office. They had to wrap all of them, 350-some gifts.
Wow.
All wrapped in boxes and labeled with the names of our guests.
Wow.
And then they had to be loaded into cargo vans and driven back to the airport. where they were loaded, obviously, into the baggage carousel system, so that when the system started up and the people were waiting for their bags, the first thing they saw were the gifts they'd asked for.
Now, that has to have been, I mean, if it's not a Guinness World Record, that could be in a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? That could be in the Guinness World Record right there.
Well, it's up over, as of the beginning of this week, it's up over 28 million now, and I think probably by the middle of the week, could be looking at 30.
I have looked at it myself I contribute about 5 times myself, you know, just looking at the video, you know, and just... Now,
they're sharing it with their friends and their family, and that's really one kind of the spin-off benefits that we're seeing with this, is that we're hearing stories of people who are actually going out and buying coffee for people in coffee shops.
Wow.
After they see the video. They're doing,
wow.
They're
so give equals give. More give.
Pay it forward style.
Yes. Yes.
Type of things like that, because they feel kind of inspired by it. And again, when you produce something, you obviously hope that people are going to enjoy it, but you really don't have any idea what's going to happen. And certainly this is far beyond our wildest dreams. We would never have imagined in a million years
that this
would catch on the way that it has. And obviously we're thrilled, because although we did it for our guests to have fun, and obviously the purpose of videotaping it was so that we could share it with a broader audience and at this sort of magical time of year.
Yes, because people are they want, happiness and good, you know. So that was rare, and it was really unique how you guys, it was very thought, you know, the thought process of the whole occasion, it was really cool, you know.
Yeah, it certainly seems to have struck a chord with people, and I think probably a couple of reasons for that. I think it is such a magical time of year at Christmas. I think that's one of the reasons for it. It is the season of giving, but I think also, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff that happens in the world, and we read it in the paper and hear it on the radio, watch it on TV and online, And it's just really nice sometimes.
Yeah, this is good.
Something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host, and that was a part of the interview. We have more of the interview that we want to share with you, and wow, I wish more companies and just people would do, we're all going to be kind of doing a Christmas miracle in 7 days with each other, with Christmas gifts and hugs and cake baking and food, but this was just really, it caught everybody off guard in the airport. They were expecting their luggage to come down, and instead, gifts. And that's just awesome. Now, we want to go back to our interview with Robert Palmer. He is the public relations manager for WestJet, and here's our part two of our interview.
Do something like this that... it's kind of inspirational. It makes you feel good.
Wow. Now, what types of gifts were? Now, I saw, now the ones that we saw on video were the socks. Now, if that guy would have known, if he ordered the socks in them, underwear, if he would have known ahead of time, you know, he's thinking. I mean, I know he appreciates it, but, you know.
Well, it's funny. We had some humorous asks of old Saint Nick. We had a couple of ladies ask for husbands. And that one, I have to admit, we kind of struggled with.
Yeah. Did they have details? They just said husband.
Yeah, they didn't know. They didn't even specify. Tall or short or...
Okay.
They asked for husbands, and so we got them Ken dolls.
Okay. That's good.
So that was kind of fun.
That was good.
Yeah, we had one fellow ask for a new car, a full-size car.
How did that work out, the new car?
Yeah, we couldn't get him a car, but we got him a model.
That's close.
So, and we had some folks. There were some very emotional ones too. We had some folks who were traveling and wanted to get together with their family for Christmas, which is always nice.
Wow,
that can happen. So, being an airline, that was an easy one for us to put.
That's true. Wow.
So those folks, and you saw them in the video. They opened up envelopes and. What they saw were flight vouchers.
Wow.
Reuniting them or their family at Christmas. So
wow.
That was very fun for us to be able to do that.
And I can just imagine the family, they're not expecting the family to reunite with, you know, they're like, hey, we got this gift and we're here, you know, so
right.
I know the other family's surprised.
I think that was part of the special, kind of a special piece of this is that being able to bring families together at this time of year, I mean, that was wonderful for us.
Wow. Now, I saw one of the passenger, I think it was Hughes. He got a big
Hughes,
screen.
Yeah.
Did he?
That's right. That was the Hughes family.
Yeah, so he got a big screen TV.
Yeah. Well, that's what he asked for.
Yeah. He said, come on.
Santa knows everything.
Okay. All right.
And that's, you know, we had a couple of retail partners come on board, Best Buy.
Yes.
Okay. So they were just tremendous to help us out with either donations or reduced costs on some of these electronics. And so the electronics, as you know, I mean, that's one of the big gifts that people.
Oh, yeah.
iPads and phones and
right.
television sets.
Android, right, exactly.
Yeah, all that sort of thing. So that was really helpful to be able to have partners like that on board. We had a mall, large sort of box store style mall
right.
just north of town here who also came on board called Cross Iron Mills. And they did a great job.
Yeah, they must have shut the store down just for you guys to go in there.
People have asked me that because in one of the shots of the video, it looks like our shoppers are the only ones in the store, but I don't think they did. I think we just either went very early in the morning or something like that.
Okay.
But it was a lot of fun for the shoppers. It was hectic, but it was a lot of fun, too. I know they had a great time.
Wow. Well, WestJet Airlines, what is the next? I know, can you tip? I know you guys are... Can you tip and say what's the next project,
That's a very good question. I've been asked a few times what we're going to do next year for Christmas, and I've said I have no idea.
I know you can't tell. I've tried it.
No,
be the first one. You know,
I'll tell you what.
North America.
We're going to have to start thinking, Brian, right away here.
Okay.
If you think about it.
You know, because I would like to know if you're going to do the Christmas WestJet Christmas Miracle. I would like to be in the airport.
Oh, I'm sure everybody would.
Yeah, during that time, because you know, next Christmas you're going to have a lot more people in the airport.
There we go. No, I think we're definitely going to have to do something completely different. Now.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think we can do the same thing for obvious reasons, but the next project. On the calendar year coming up here, I guess the next one would probably be our April Fool's video. So
yes,
I guess. As I said off the top of our conversation, we've done a number of them now, and they've become really popular in the airline space.
Okay.
We're not the only company, of course, that does April Fool's videos by any stretch of the imagination.
Yes,
ours are kind of fun, and so
very funny.
Cool. That'll be
very
the,
funny.
That'll be the next thing on the calendar, I guess.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we have Robert Palmer from WestJet Airlines in Calgary, Canada. But now, one more thing. I know we are a food radio show, but we had to get you guys on. This is very... Now, what types of foods in Canada do you guys have in Canada? I know, you know, you guys, I know, have the, as far as the vegetarian, the steaks and the hamburgers and the goulash, but what type of foods do you guys... That's Canadian food, Canadian dishes.
Well, I mean, we're famous for obviously a number of different things. In Quebec, of course, I would have to say poutine would be one of the more famous.
What's that now? What was that again?
It's called poutine.
What is that?
Well, you see it. It started out as a very basic food with simply French fries.
Okay.
With a good quality cheese curd on top of it.
Oh.
And then hot brown gravy.
Wow!
But it's been around for years and years and years.
Okay.
But it's sort of been expanded now, and you get these gourmet poutines. You get poutines with chili, strips of chicken, steak.
So a lot of variety.
But anyway.
Okay.
So
a lot of variety.
Yeah, certainly not a delicacy.
Okay,
it would be right up there with a hot dog.
That's good. That's cool. That's cool.
At Coney Island. So
that's good. That's good.
Synonymous. But
okay.
Not a gourmet food by any means.
Okay, gotcha. Like you can get this at a hockey game in Canada.
Not necessarily all arenas, but yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I mean, you can get a burger and a poutine or something like that.
Okay.
It's really not good for you, but it's really quite yummy.
Okay. That's good. That's fair.
But
I'm in that category. I like some, you know. That's good.
Yeah. So you've, and then of course, depending on where you go in the country, you've got obviously some things which, some regions that are known for different things. Just like you have great seafood on your east and west coasts, we would have the same thing. Lobster, of course, on the east coast. Crab on both coasts.
Sure.
And, so, actually, some of the best crab cakes I think I've ever eaten in my life were in Washington.
Okay, Washington State. Okay.
Well, no, D.C., actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was at a place just outside of Washington.
Wow, you know, that's real close to Maryland because they have the blue crabs and lots of good seafood right there. You know, so it's really
good. Right. They do have great seafood there. In Western Canada, here where WestJet is based in Calgary, which is in Alberta, Calgary's known best, I think, for the being the home of the Calgary Stampede.
Right.
But Alberta's known for its beef.
Okay.
Yeah, so we would be up there with Texas in terms of being known for beef.
Okay. That's good to know. Good to know.
Cattle, we have outstanding cattle and different varieties, but the steaks and the roasts and things like that, I mean, we're crazy out there with the barbecue. You know,
okay, with the hat and the okay, all right. That's
why. Minus 30, we don't care. We're still out there like fiends, because you know what, we're used to it.
Okay, that's right. You're like, hey, this is our food. This is our you know, our meat, our good food, hearty meal, like hearty foods.
Yeah, good. We're meat eaters for sure. We a lot of Western Canadians. I mean, obviously, there's a strong agricultural background.
Okay.
In the West, same as there would be, say, in the Midwest and. In the United States, where there's a lot of folks that have mixed farms, they raise grain and cattle.
Okay.
And we're definitely meat eaters out here for sure.
Wow! So you just educated me and our listeners on Flavor Living Radio when they go to Calgary.
That's right. So if you
Alberta,
come, if you come to Alberta,
the Providence of Alberta.
Alberta State.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio. This is Robert Palmer from WestJet Airlines in Calgary. Thank you for being on our show and telling us about the Christmas miracle. 26 million views on YouTube. Wow.
Thank you, Brian. It's my pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Wow. Thank you.
There it is. That was the WestJet Christmas miracle, the behind the scenes, what took place as far as the employees having to shop 4 hours for 300 plus gifts in 4 hours. Just incredible. Now, we have, if you can get your pens and pads out, we have Melissa Kitchens. She has a recipe, and she owns a catering service in Swainsboro, Georgia. And she has a recipe. It's the pound cake, and I want you guys to listen to the recipe. And, you know, it's a Christmas, kind of a Christmas special, an extra here. Here's Melissa Kitchens.
I'd like to introduce you to Sweet Mel's Pound Cake. Actually, it's Sweet Mel's prize-winning pound cake at this point. About 3 weeks ago, I won the Emanuel County Pound Cake Contest. And yes, I think I was the youngest contender in the whole pound cake contest. Maybe not, but anyway, I won. So I'm going to introduce you to my pound cake. It's a recipe that I have tried over and over again, and finally, after the last few years, perfected it. First of all, we're going to grease and flour our pan. I have already completely greased this very, very old Bundt pan that I've had for several years, but I love it. It's my pan I have to use with my pound cake, and I have already thoroughly, in every crevice inside the Bundt, completely veggie oiled it. And now I'm going to take the flour, just an all-purpose flour. I'm going to go round and round. I'm going to completely get it around the very middle. I'm going to take my clean hands and I'm going to make sure we have it all done. I'm going to tap it on the sink, a lot of noise, but we're going round and round. And you want to make sure you have it evenly spread, both your veggie oil and your flour, because you want it to pop out of the pan as soon as it cools. And especially if you're the pound cake queen, it's got to pop right out. And now that we have our nice Bundt pan floured and greased, we are going to start with 2 sticks of butter. And as you can see, I'm roaming around in there. This is at room temperature. And I'm going to add 1/2 cup of veggie oil to my 2 sticks of butter at room temperature. Now, you're going to take your mixer, and it should just blend right in. You should have no problem going down. And that should be well blended after about 4 or 5 minutes. Okay, and next we're going to add, you've got 3 cups of sugar here, okay, and you're going to add, I'd go with about 1/2 of your sugar, okay, you're going to blend a little bit, just blend it in nice and neat on medium speed, okay, and next you're going to add your eggs. We're going to turn that off, and we're going to add, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, 12 eggs. Okay. Okay. And now that we have placed our 12 eggs in our bowl with our sugar, our butter, and our veggie oil, we're blending. We're blending. We're blending, and we're going to add the rest of the sugar. All together, you've got 3 cups of sugar. 3 cups. I have to tell you, growing up, pound cake was my absolute favorite dessert, and it still is. I try not to bake one every week because I eat one every week. We're going to add 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder. Now, I add my vanilla. This is 2 tablespoons, but at times, if I'm feeling a little more vanilla-y, If I want a little more vanilla, I add a little bit more. But this is 2 tablespoons in my pound cake. And we're going to blend. Okay. Now, we have 3 cups of all-purpose flour, okay? And we're going to take these 3 cups. We're going to put about half in here. 1 cup of milk, and we're going to take and put about half a cup of that in there, and we're going to blend. Okay. Now you want to completely add the rest of your all-purpose flour. Remember, you had 3 cups of all-purpose flour total, and the rest of your whole milk. Blending time again. I love making pound cake because I'll tell you what I do in the morning. I take this pound cake that has these 2 sticks of butter, and I smear some more butter on it, and then I toast it in my toaster oven. So I have more butter, but it's toasted, and since it's toasted, you know, there's not any calories in that particular part of the butter. Okay, we're completely blended now, so time to pour this delicious mixture in your two pan. You're going to take it, and I use a plastic bowl like this because it's easy for me to squeeze it. Squeezing it all the way around, pouring it into the pan very evenly. So we've got that in there, and now we're going to make sure we're even all the way around. And one little trick I learned a long time ago was to take your pan and shake it. Shake your whole body. You just shake. So see, you're getting exercise. You're getting a lot of exercise before you eat this very non-fattening cake. Okay, so now we're ready, and I'm going to take my cake, and I'm going to put it right in the oven, which is already preheated to 350. I usually put it in the very middle so it can cook quite evenly, and I'm going to put the cook time on 1 hour and 30 minutes. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to be checking this to make sure this cake is not overdone, okay? And you start it, and we have our pound cake in the oven. Now we have our prize-winning cake right out of the oven, and we're going to take just a regular plate. Be real careful. It's hot. Hot, hot, hot. And we're going to take it, and we're going to flip it. Flipped right out. Did you hear that? You got to slide it back over a little bit, and you take it off. There it is. Take another plate, put it in the very middle. You may not need your mitts for this, even though it's very, very warm, and flip it. And there you have it, the perfect cake.
Thank you for listening to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host. We gave you Christmas tales today of the WestJet Christmas Miracle. And we had Melissa Kitchens give a recipe for the pound cake. Again, tune in next week again for Flavor Living Radio. More adventures, more food trends, and listen, drive safe and eat well. And have a Merry Christmas, too.
cooking, restaurants and recipes, with adventures too. Wait and see.